Romans, chapter 3. What advantage then has the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, first of all, because they were entrusted with the oracles of God. What then? If some were without faith, will their want of faith make of no effect the faithfulness of God? God forbid, yes, let God be found true, but every man a liar, according to as it is written, that you might be justified in your words, and might prevail when you come into judgment. But if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who visits with wrath? I speak after the manner of men. God forbid, for then how will God judge the world? But if the truth of God through my lie abounded to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not, as we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, that good may come? Whose condemnation is just? What then? Are we better than they? No, in no way, for we before laid to the charge both of Jews and Greeks, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable, there is none who does good, no, not so much as one. Their throat is an open tomb, with their tongues they have used deceit, the poison of asps is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness? Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever things the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may be brought under the judgment of God. Because by the works of the law will no flesh be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now apart from the law a righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all those who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned, and fall short of the glory of God. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Whom God set forth to be a propitiation, through faith, in his blood, to show his righteousness because of the passing over of the sins done previously, in the forbearance of God. For the showing, I say, of his righteousness at this present season, that he might himself be just, and the justifier of him who has faith in Jesus. Where then is the glorying? It is excluded. By what manner of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we reckon that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Since there is only one God, he will justify the circumcision by faith, and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make the law of no effect through faith? God forbid, no, we establish the law.